With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Abortion, the issue returns to the nation's highest court. That story in a moment, but first, presidential son Hunter Biden. He's digging in his heels as congressional investigators dig into his foreign business affairs. Subpoenaed for closed-door testimony today, Hunter Biden is slamming Republican investigators while insisting he will only testify in public. This opens the door to possible contempt of Congress proceedings against Hunter Biden. Now to the Supreme Court, where the justices have agreed to wade into a dispute over the most commonly used abortion drug in the country.
It's the court's first abortion case since it overturned Roe v. Wade last year. The justices say they'll hear appeals from the Biden administration and the New York-based maker of the drug mifepristone. They're asking the court to reverse an appellate ruling that would cut off access to the drug through the mail and impose other restrictions, even in states where abortion remains legal.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. Also, the Supreme Court will review the filing of obstruction charges against hundreds of U.S. Capitol riot defendants, including former President Trump. Justices will take up an appellate court ruling that revived the charge against three defendants who were accused of obstructing an official proceeding. Also at SRNNews.com, as it pursues its goal of crushing Hamas, Israel faces growing pressure to agree to another ceasefire. The UN General Assembly is demanding a truce, passing a non-binding resolution to that effect, and that, says Israel's UN Ambassador Gilad Erdan, is unacceptable. As the fighting in Gaza continues to rage, Israeli media reports an ambush has left at least seven Israeli soldiers dead. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 9 points, so the Nasdaq is up 47. This is SRN News. A satanic display has appeared at the Iowa Capitol building.
It's a life-sized human figure with a goat's head, wearing black robes and adorned with pentagrams. It is surrounded by candles. The satanic temple is responsible for the display. State lawmakers say it would have been illegal for them to have denied a permit under religious freedom statutes. Many officials and private citizens are voicing their disgust, however, with the satanic display, coming as it does in the weeks leading up to Christmas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Mexico is one of seven states that allows abortions to be obtained at all stages of pregnancy, and it's become a major abortion destination. That hasn't stopped some conservative city and county governments in the blue state from passing local abortion bans. However, most of those laws have been put on hold by the New Mexico Supreme Court. While it considers the issue this week, the state's Democratic Attorney General claims that pro-life statutes violate the state's constitution. This is SRN News. A Russian man who took a flight from Denmark to L.A. without a passport or a ticket tells authorities he can't remember how he got through security.
Sergei Vladimirovich Ochigava arrived at Los Angeles International Airport on November 4th via Scandinavian Airlines Flight 931 from Copenhagen and couldn't produce a passport. Officials say a U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer could not find Ochigava on a flight manifest or any other incoming international flights. He's pleaded not guilty to a charge of being a stowaway on an aircraft. Keith Peters reporting.
Tesla recalling more than 2 million vehicles across its model lines to fix a defective system. It's supposed to ensure that drivers are paying attention when they're using autopilot. The recall comes following a two-year investigation by federal auto safety regulators into a series of crashes, and one of them proved deadly. More details, SRNNews.com.